Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Russell Tovey.
And I'm Robert Diamond.
And this is Talk Art.
Welcome to Talk Art.
How are you, Rob?
Really, really atmospheric. Right now.
What? Why? Why atmospheric right now?
Cigarette smoke.
Because there's cigarette smoke all around me.
Yeah.
And there's
someone
sawing
a woman in half. Yeah. Next to us.
There's lots of sound around us. I hear like the noises of Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
New York.
So you hear graffiti, spray cans outside and shit. Nice
yeah.
Bottle.
Exactly.
Poppers outside. Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah. No, it's me too. Trust me.
We're joined today by an incredible talent. I've been the biggest fan of her work for many years
he's
now.
Actually, touching his stomach right now.
And my nipples. While I'm talking about you. Yeah. I first saw your work properly in the flesh in Berlin, mm-hmm. Tanya Leighton Gallery.
Yep.
And I fell in love with you, and Rob was out there with me as well. And we went out that night and
oh
we ended
God.
Up somewhere crazy, but we'll get onto that.
Yeah.
But
I actually landed really late that night. Do you remember? And I missed the opening of the exhibition and I came straight to the restaurant. And everyone was like, who the hell's he?
Did you tell this artist we've got on that you'd seen the show?
No, I went and saw it through the window.
Oh,
no,
it had been locked because you were able to see it through the
window. It had open windows.
That was a night, I'll tell you that.
I did see that was a night. I remember ending up in like, anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Let's introduce
our guest today. Jamie and Giuliano Villani.
Booyah.
Booyah. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good.
Thank you for doing our podcast.
No problem. Thank you for coming here.
We've got a Concorde flying overhead now.
Yeah, I know.
Do you find it quite loud in the studio?
No, actually, everyone keeps complaining about me being loud.
Really?
Like I said, Josh Smith Studios right next to me, and his wife sent me a really nice email, but very thorough email, how basically everything we listen to is like a fucking, it's an echo between the two. I have windows here, and my windows face his building, so it could be like, you know, the tiniest shit, and they'll hear literally everything. So I'm loud. The dog's loud.
You normally have music on. You normally have like
loud shit
reggae on or something. Don't
some
you?
Bullshit. Yeah. Lately, we've been doing mashups, making our own mashups. So it's just like two YouTube things at once. You know what I mean? And it sounds really good. Actually, it's like an aneurysm. You know?
Yeah. I like the sound of an aneurysm.
Yeah.
We're in a new studio now. So you've been here for how long?
Almost 2 months.
And how did you find this place?
My friend Billy is friends with this girl, Polly, who has a gallery here called Safe Gallery, and she had a spot. And we came to look. I was actually going to get a smaller one, and I saw this, and I was like, oh, fuck. So now I'm just going to start saving money and not blowing it on stupid shit, because it's fucking expensive. But
You've just bought a Chanel handbag that you've just showed us.
Yeah, I know. Oopsies.
But that's not stupid shit.
That's lifelong shit. Yeah, that's
an investment.
I'll have for another 10 years.
That's an investment.
It is a goddamn investment.
And it's also an incredible bright green.
Green. That's the only thing I think is worth spending money on if you're going to buy expensive shit. Shoes and bags.
Yeah.
Because you can wear
that's
cheap.
That's your Achilles heel, right?
Yeah, and you can wear cheap shit and no one could fucking tell, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
my thing.
Every time I see you, you've always got an amazing pair of shoes on.
Except for, actually, these are the best goddamn
what
sneakers.
We got today?
These are Hokas. They're like called, they're maximalist running shoes. I don't know, but they have like a crazy platform. They're just plain black, but they have like insane, they're kind of, they could be really ugly, but they're very comfortable. And I'm short, so they have a platform. It helps.
Do you have studio wear? Do you wear certain clothes?
This
to come
is it.
From? This
yeah.
is it.
I actually wear, yeah, the same shit. But now I'm trying to be clean because I have stuff that I like. So there's studio clothes and then there's nice clothes, like
nice
normal
clothes.
People shit, you know?
And well, you're still living in the same apartment where
mm-hmm.
you've always been.
Yeah.
So good. When you leave the studio, you wear completely different things.
Well, like, if I'm going to get coffee, I just wear this shit. But if I'm trying, like, you know, if I go out, I try to like go out. You know what I mean? Like go all out, like wear cheesy shit. And
yes.
I've been into like really gaudy shit. Like
yeah, yeah.
Sequins, neon, bullshit, you know? So
we are
sequins and neon.
Yeah.
Dry
like
up.
Really trashy. Yeah.
Love it.
We are currently sat in your new studio and yeah. we're surrounded by a number of new paintings. And this is for a show you're about to do in London.
Yes, at Massimo De Carlo Gallery. Cool. So
when does it open?
June 20th. Thank you, Fran.
That's your assistant Fran over there.
Yeah, she's the best.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, guys. Hi. She's taping off a goat wearing Uggs. It's fine. getting eyelash extensions from Lamb Chop. But yeah, it's June 20th, and it's going to be my second show with them.
Awesome.
Because the first one was in Milan.
Yep.
And I flew out there to see that show.
Yes, you did. You always do.
For like nine hours, I was in Milan. I was rehearsing Angels in America two years ago.
It's so fucking funny because every time Russell comes to any of my shows, he is like 10 people there waiting for him because they know he's going somewhere. So it's like his fans come for my fanboy. It's like fucking crazy, you know? And I'm like, who the fuck are you here for, me or Russell, you know?
But you've made a couple of like really strong fans.
Yeah,
they're
obsessed with both of us. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And they met you in Berlin. We had one fan there and she's followed you around. And
she's super cool.
They're buying your editions.
Nicoletta. Yeah.
Hi. Oh, she's really nice.
She's
I like
so
her.
Sweet.
And she loves this podcast.
And she's not
sending
creepy.
Nice messages. No, she's
not
really cool.
At all.
That's the thing. Like most people are fucking creepy. She's not. She's like chill.
And she's really like taught herself all about different artists and stuff. She's cool.
She is cool.
Yeah.
Plane flying overhead. Mm-hmm. Are you near an airport here then? Is it Newark or something? No.
Newark, what the fuck?
I don't know.
No.
Newark, well, no.
No, not that. Yeah, sorry. I'm like.
JFK?
No.
I have no idea. I'm like the queen of missing flights. Okay. So.
So hang on a minute. Over there, there's a new painting you're working on, which is the front cover of a Weezer album.
Yeah.
I loved Weezer.
It's so funny because it reminds me, like, you know, usually during a show, we listen to the same thing over and over again. It kind of fuels the show. Like, my last show, it was Paul Wall, who was like this. Texas white rapper from like 2000s that I love. So I did a painting of him. So now I have this big painting. It's like, you know, the brand Marnie.
Yep.
Well, I definitely know the brand Marnie. I was like obsessed with them from the age of like 25.
He spent the most money on men's Marnie
than anyone else in
the
whole world.
The sneakers are out of fucking control. But anyway, I'm painting a giant interior of Marnie store because it kind of looks sexy like a car, but car paintings I think typically suck.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to paint a car, so I painted this big red interior.
I've got a car painting by you.
I know. That was the last one I did, okay? But so anyway, the painting was initially going to have a gay ghost in it, you know?
A gay ghost?
A gay ghost.
Well, how do you make a ghost go?
Just voguing. Going down.
Love that.
Oh, of course.
Like a death drop.
Paris is burning.
Yeah.
A slut drop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. One of them.
So we tried that shit like a million times, and we got a model and everything, and I was just like, I liked the idea, but it wasn't working. So I was like, well, this painting's red. It needs some green. And then we were listening to the Green album, and I was like, fuck it. Like, it's such a beautiful painting that I'm just going to destroy it with the Weezer Green album. You know what I mean?
Do you like that element of your work that you, if you like something too much, you want to destroy it in some ways?
I just want them to cancel each other out so you become totally confused. Or not confused, but your brain can't make a decision. You know what I mean? Like, I like things that seem like anomalies or like they would never belong together. And I feel like Marnie and the Weezer Green album would never belong together.
No, exactly. So
I've never seen it yet.
Kind
of
clashes.
That's what I was thinking. It's like it would never coexist in any other way.
You sort of want to break a narrative when you look at a work of art. You feel like people put dot to dots, but that is such a narrative, trying to follow that narrative.
I feel like it's kind of too easy to just be like, here's my story. You know what I mean? So I feel like people aren't stupid. They could kind of put things together the way they want to, you know? But for me, it's just when something kind of clicks. I'm like, that makes sense. Like, you know, I'm doing this painting right now. A scorpion on its back, and for me it's like, you know, untangling necklaces totally makes sense to me.
He's untangling necklaces on a bed, isn't it?
Yeah
so that makes sense.
Yeah but it's like,
well,
you know,
so the scorpion is untangling necklaces on a bed.
Yeah, he's going to be untangling necklaces.
Wow.
Because instead of like talking on your phone or you know what I mean, I feel like that's something really banal everyone relates to. And
right,
then
right.
So I'm thinking about something to go on the bed with him, and I was thinking like everyone has a remote at the house with the batteries taken out.
Yeah.
You know, or like one battery in, and you're like, look it to check and make sure it's working or something. Mm-hmm. That's what's gonna go on the bed.
So for this particular painting, where would the source imagery have come from for the scorpion, for example?
I literally looked up scorpions for like 2 hours and guess which one I picked? The one that was on the Wikipedia.
Really?
So, yeah. I'll show you guys the source later, but
so you're Googling images.
Yeah.
So the internet's like one of your best assets.
Well, it's funny. We did this painting. You can't see it, but hold on. Can I go and grab my phone? I'll show you guys.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. So Jamie's currently running off. We've got Timmy, her dog, at the door.
Timmy.
Timmy.
Hi, babe.
His name is French Boy.
Crunch Boy.
Crunch Boy.
Hi, Crunchy.
He's so cute. Timmy.
Oh my God.
I need to get a picture of him.
Timmy. Hey,
he
buddy.
He is very smart. He knows how to get my phone.
Really?
I said, get mommy's phone, and he does.
No way.
And Borna got him. Borna got him that skateboard, custom skateboard.
Borna Samak.
Yeah.
The artist.
And that's in a green, which you love.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He has a show coming up at City Calls the same time.
Oh, really? Oh, same brilliant. As yours?
Yeah, like a week or a couple days after.
So you're going to hang out in London together?
Yeah, we're going to share our Adderall prescription, so it'll be fine. But
I actually noticed your dog was skateboarding when I arrived.
Well, like on Adderall.
He was, yeah. Took an Adderall, he's starting
he's like
to ollie.
A human
and,
dog.
Yeah, totally. So see this one?
Yeah.
So this one's not done yet, but this is actually a photo that we took here of the solo cups, you know what I mean? And then, like, the Lamb Chop painting, we bought the Lamb Chop puppet, posed it. And
you've
then
had Lamb Chop in work before, haven't you?
I just like it because...
Oh, I see. So you actually sometimes set up photographs yourself and take the image.
It's way easier that way, I think. I'm trying to find the original picture, but I feel like if... Sometimes I just, like, here's the model for the gay ghost. It didn't work out. Wiley.
Oh, hello, gay ghost. Oh.
You know?
Oh, he's a great gay ghost.
He's a great gay ghost.
Does
quite
he
alive.
Know that he's been asked?
Yeah.
He's fine with
no,
it.
No, he doesn't know yet.
Oh.
He's probably not going to be very happy about that.
It's heartbreaking.
But, I think sometimes it really depends. It's like, sometimes the thing just doesn't exist in real life or online, so you just have to make it yourself.
Oh, I see. So you see the image in your mind,
yeah,
and then
see,
you try
how
and make
we did
it happen.
The Lamb Chop.
Oh, wow.
Right.
You know?
You have to, like, share that with us. That's a great picture.
Yeah, so something like that.
Would you say you juxtapose elements together?
I hate that word, but I guess so. You know what I mean? I mean, for me, it's more about the idea first, and then I figure out what works, you know? So, like, I have a million ideas for these paintings coming up, and it's just hard for me to visualize them yet, so I have to, like, you know, I want to do a burnt-down room, and all the embers spell out the word opportunity, you know? But how the fuck do you make that? You know, that image doesn't exist yet.
But where does that come from in your brain?
It's in my brain.
It's just in your brain. Because I remember, who do you trust for opinions on work as well, like critique? It's Brian, isn't it?
Brian and my friend Billy Grant.
Billy Grant, yeah.
So, you know, they're really critical. But Brian's a little bit more of a ham bone. And Billy is, like, I know his brain is like an index of everything. So,
right.
You know, but I'm also really critical too. So, you know, something could look cool. And if the idea sucks, I'm just like, fuck it, it's light. I'm just going
to
toss it.
Because I remember you asked me once, I came to your studio and you went, what do you think, what ideas have you got for this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know what to say. Like,
I love...
Put Whitney Houston in it. Don't know. I've just no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
How to help you out.
I ask everyone questions all the time because I think that, like I say this a million times, it sounds cheesy, but it's like my, you know, if it's just your voice in it, it's like a lecture. But if it's like a group of people, it's more like a chorus. You know?
Got it.
And it's more
But that's a recent thing. Like, or have you always kind of worked collaboratively with ideas?
I always ask everyone. You know, like, I would go to bars and, you know, that game Mad Libs?
No.
It's like, you know, they'll have like a paragraph and then you leave out certain words and you could put anything in there. Like, it'll have like a line be like, now. And so it'd be like, the blah went to the gym. You know? So basically, right. I would make ones up like that for pains I couldn't solve. Go to the bar and just give them to people around me and see what the fuck they come up with.
Wow.
Because, you know, when other people are way more interesting than yourself, you know, or they pull from things that you would never think of.
So have you got any examples where that's worked for you?
They never really work. I remember one time, so my friend Nathan Fielder, who has a show on Comedy Central, he's like amazing. I think his show is like art. Basically, I was like, I hit him up because I wanted to fuck with the idea of like authority and ownership over ideas. So I was like, I literally want to hire a writer to come up with painting scenarios, and I just have to make them work, like whatever they are. So you give me the idea, and I just fucking have to paint it, whatever it is. So this girl gave me, it's like a friend who lives in Canada, gave me like this list, and her ideas fucking sucked. Like they were awful. They were like so cheesy. It's like a Muppet's jumping out of a birthday cake, and it's Jack Sparrow's birthday. And it's like, I was so pissed. I'm like, if that's what you think my shit is, like I'm not dumb. Like it's not random either. Like what the fuck, you know? So it just didn't really work out. But I remember another time I went to a bar, it was like a bro bar. And like, you know, I basically, like me and Billy, my friend, went with a camera, told everyone, you know, if he puts a hat on, he looks like he's like works for TV. He's like a cameraman.
Right.
And I put my hair in a bun and like look clean. And we said that we were like producers for a PBS show. So we were just interviewing people. And, you know, we'd ask them, like, the first four things that came to their minds, you know, and then people would write, like, bros would try to be impressive, so they'd be like, power, equity, jello shot, cookie, like just stupid shit, you know, but it never really worked out, but it's interesting, you know.
It's like, in some ways, improvising. Like, as an actor, yeah. When you do improv group, you're improvising on
totally.
Canvas.
And then you just obsess and edit the fuck out of your improvisation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I remember I wanted to do this painting of, you know, when sperm swim to the egg or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like that tunnel that they go through.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that.
The fallopian tube, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But some of them are getting distracted by a UFC fight on TV in the background.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's awesome. I love that idea. I could not fucking find the right direction of the tunnel. So, I don't know, Billy and I spent like 5 hours trying to like make one in like some 3D program. And it was just like, it just didn't fucking work. You know, but it sucks because
but that's still there. You're going to make that one day.
I hope so.
Because you'll see the image one day and feel like that's
it. Because doesn't like you could totally visualize it. You know what I mean?
I can, but my visualization is going to be completely different to your visualization.
Yeah, but you can see it in your brain. That's a painting will work out if I could see it. Yeah. You know,
right.
Like, but has Billy got the same image as you in his brain? Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
It's like groupthink. You know?
Yeah.
But like, I think but you know, I also wanted to do. Like, there's so many ideas that I just have to figure out and like sit down and focus, like. Someone is refinishing an antique table in a boxing ring. Like, that's what it is, you know? It's like a struggle between, like, making it look good, whatever. Stupid shit like that. I just like, you know? What are some other ones, Fran? What are some other ideas we want to make but we can't figure out?
I'm still one of your clothes.
Yeah. There's so many. I know. Which one's recent? Oh, yeah. We wanted to do, like, a... Oh, yeah, like, imagine, like, Robert Smithson's Spiral Jetty after, like, a sorority party. You know what I mean? So like, there's, like, beer cans.
This is actually a really interesting point, though, because your work often references art history, but you take it to such an unusual place.
Yeah, where, like, everyone's, like, embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, it's funny, because I want to do this, you know, I like Arte Pavera a lot, so it's, like, Mario Merz and whatnot.
I know, I can see the poster right behind us. Yeah. Here. You've got Mario Merz up on your wall.
Yeah, so I'm basically going to merge that with Amy Winehouse in a dream. You know, so basically like that one.
Yeah.
But I like referencing art history, but it doesn't really matter.
So
shit I like, you
when
know?
Did you first get into art and like all the art history? Since you were a kid or?
Well, the thing is, in college, I like, you know, my other degree is like art criticism or whatever. So I used to write everyone's art papers for money in college. And like, $100 a page guaranteed A. Like I'm really good. Because I have like an encyclopedic kind of memory with that.
No, but you can feel that in the work. That there's a knowledge
the
of
references
of,
are yeah, so much.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot about art history. And I also, I mean, like, you know, I kind of got into art through music. Like everyone, you look at album covers, you read the liner notes. I was like obsessive with like keeping records of everything. So like literally I had like diaries of like things I was like reading and the who was connected to who. Like just kind of how my brain works. So I was a music editor for the Brooklyn Rail, which is like,
Yeah,
you know what it is. So it's kind of like my brain functions like that. And through that, I kind of started like amassing art knowledge, you know? And it was always like weird shit too, you know?
So where do you see yourself in the lineage of art history, retrospectively, if someone looks back, who are you following on from traditionally?
I have no idea. Like, I mean, that's like a stressful thing to even think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I almost feel like you're too young to think about
that. Yeah, that's what I mean.
You're kind of still, you're like in it and it's kind of
nice. I just started getting
somehow.
Gray hairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Jesus. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like I can tell you like who I'm looking at now that I like. I sound like an asshole. I'm like, I look at contemporary shit, but I'm not going to tell you who I'm looking at. But, you know, I really like Roberto Matta, who is Gordon Matta Clark's father, who was a painter. 40s and 50s, but they're like fucking insane and they look super futuristic. They look like shit graffiti paintings meets surrealism or something. They're awesome. Looking at Mario Merz, Ivan Albright, who was like a painter in 20s, 30s, but the shit looks like Technicolor. It's insane. Alan Jones, you know, the guy that did all the furniture for
the woman bent over the table with the glasses.
His paintings are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So those.
Did he do a lot of advertising art, Alan Jones?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I also, like, you know, I was talking to my friend, talking to Borna the other night, and we were saying, like, what would you... I also asked Fran this yesterday, like, what would you do if you weren't an artist?
Yeah.
You know? She said, like, what did you say, forensic?
I'd be a chef or, like, forensics...
Person.
Crime, you know,
yeah.
Or a marine biologist.
Or a marine biologist. I was saying... I know, right? Like, let me just dissect this new friend. I was saying I would love to do, like, advertising.
Really? Okay, yeah.
You know, but, like...
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, basically you're directed to like market something towards a specific group of people, and I feel like I read people pretty well. So I feel like, I mean, that'd be fun, like basically fool people into buying shit and like visualizing that. That'd be awesome. Or be a fucking director if I knew what I was doing.
You like know? A movie director or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love to.
But you've made performance art before.
Yeah, but I'd like to make like a series of like short little movies. You know,
really? What I mean? Wasn't you, last time I saw you, wasn't you trying to set up like something in a studio where you was going to have like
we made a QVC set.
QVC channel? Yeah,
we made a full blown QVC set in my old studio,
wow.
And like it just sat there for like we just kept on throwing garbage in it. You know, but it had like a Christmas tree, a fireplace, all the stupid cheesy lights. Molding, that's, you know.
That's and, crazy.
Well, because we were just going to make a, just get really drunk and just film shit in it.
Yeah.
You know?
But you never got around to it.
No, it was too nerve wracking for some reason. You
so
know?
It was like an empty set.
Yeah. And then we just.
Inactive.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know. Something's wrong with me. I just always do this time
that.
Suck stuff, you know? Like, I do think a lot of times it takes a shitload of like money and wasting time to get to an idea and just you throw it out, but it still does. I don't know. You get to a point where you get an idea from it or something. It's like always productive, you know?
Yeah, of course. But do you feel like you've wasted money over the years trying to?
Oh yeah, tons. It's fine. I don't care. You know, like we'll do the most stupid shit. Like I remember in my old studio, it was a really gross building and like I would do cockroach checks in the bathroom because I fucking hate cockroaches. If I see one in my apartment, I'll get a hotel for like 3 days. Like, I hate them.
Cockroaches. You've painted cockroaches, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm also,
I remember painting.
Well, it's funny because I was like, I fucking hate these things. They're everywhere. But I wanted to do this thing because the Whitney was coming over. So we had a Ouija board. And I basically, you can get these things where you put them in the cockroaches where you can control where they go.
Like a magnet type thing.
No, you like embed like a little robot into their shell
into a real live cockroach.
Yeah, and then you can control it on your phone.
What
the fuck?
And it films it. And it films it so you can see like their POV. So
what,
what's a POV?
Point of view.
Yeah, point of birth.
Oh, point of what?
So you can see like
a POV.
I think it was POV.
Now.
No, I thought you meant like its nest, like now, point
hell no.
of birth.
But you can see like where it fucking goes and shit. So like I was like, this is a great idea because I will like be a little bit more familiar with them. I can see what they do all day and shit.
Yeah.
B, I can control what it says on the Ouija board so it could spell out the curator's names when they got there.
So you could get the cockroach to move.
And spell out their names on the Ouija board.
This is an actual thing that you can do in the world right
yeah.
now.
So we bought all these cockroaches.
Oh my God.
And then we just never picked them up because I forgot. And they're like dying at the post office right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but like that's
are they all embedded with these cameras?
No, yeah. You have to do it. You have to do it yourself.
Billy was gonna
do it. So what? You just catch one and how did it happen?
It's one of the big ones, like the hissing ones. So you have to sand it.
Oh my god!
Sand its back and shit.
Oh my god! This is a crazy
sand
story.
Its back.
Yeah, you put it on some like weird little pad thing that it passes the fuck out. And
oh
then you sand it back
god.
And you put this needle on its brain.
Well, anyway, the end of the story is she didn't do it. So that's,
yeah,
that's quite good.
And I wasted
to know.
Like $600 on the cockroaches,
no,
and
no
they're like
cockroaches
at the
and they're all hissing in some post office.
Yeah, they're in the post office. Yeah.
So look. I've seen you describe your paintings before
yeah.
as almost being like TV in the sense that they are what they are.
Yeah.
And the audience doesn't have to, the audience
they
can
do the
just,
work.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But also they just function, they do function like TV. And I think a couple of years ago more so, you know, because they're a bit more cartoonish or comic-y or graphic or whatever. But now I'm kind of thinking them more as like car accidents,
wow.
you know, kind of like you want to look. But you don't want to look, you know, mm-hmm. or something like you. It's like watching Live Leak, you know, Live Leak.
No.
It's like really fucked. It's basically YouTube that doesn't take anything down. So it's like, you know, basically it's like people, it's like faces of death, like people dying on camera or really bad car accidents, whatnot. Like basically, this sounds fucked up, but after I got the dog, I was like, okay, I'm turning into like a mush brain. Like I became soft. I got the dog. I got a puppy. I was talking baby talk all day. So I needed something to make me hard again. You know, like tough, like get my edge back. So I started watching Live Leak, and I got in like such a Live Leak K-hole. Like, just, it's so fucked up. But like, basically, like, watching people like get cut in half by trains and whatnot, and I feel like
is this like a dark web thing, or is this actually
on the internet? It's on the internet.
Oh my god,
it's crazy.
Heard of this.
LiveLeak.com. It's like wow. everything's on. They have like it's not all graphic shit though.
Did it make you hard from watching it? Not like hard in the hard sense, but like toughened you up.
Kind of. Now I'm just immune to it because I've seen like hours and hours of it. But I feel like that's kind of how the paintings function. Like, it's you want to like it, but you also don't want to admit liking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of think of the paintings in a way.
Well, I've got a painting in my house of an alien playing with its penis with an ostrich walking across. Now, when I first got that painting, I've always loved it.
Yeah.
But when I first got it, so many people were shocked by it or they were just adversely like, I can't
deal with this shit.
I don't really get what the fuck is that
about. Well, it's so funny because at that time I was really... And actually, it's one of the only things I could watch before I go to bed every night. I try to watch some animal nature show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like life is so stressful. And then you watch, like, someone's, like, child being eaten raw, you know? That just, you know, I'm like, you know, shit's not that bad. You know, it actually makes me calm down.
Yeah.
So I was watching so much David Attenborough. I love him.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
That's kind of, like, where that's what the ostrich foot is from, like, the first Planet Earth or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But it kind of makes sense, like, me jerking off, like, watching David Attenborough or something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing is with the painting now is that people, it's still up in my apartment. Yeah. People come over now, and because life's moved on a bit, that was 2013.
Yeah.
So since then, life's moved on, and now people see it, and they're like, that's cool, I really like that. And the response now is so different to when I first got it. And
it's
I don't
so
know if that's
crazy.
Because the world has got more fucking crazy, that people are more immune to stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like more people are more uptight now.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything has to be political. You have to be super sensitive to fucking everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like... Not only, like, a sense of humor, but, like, a sense of, like, being open and honesty is fucking gone. I feel like everyone's being such a pussy when they're making work because they're scared to do anything offensive, you know?
I remember you said that the first person who makes Trump artwork is a douche.
Is an idiot.
Is an idiot,
like, it's, like, the most basic shit you could possibly do.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, clickbait, you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's fucking clickbait. I don't know. I'd rather see something like fucking Robert E. Lee or something. You know what I mean? Like, another figure that is, like, out of...
Who's Robert E. Lee? Remind me of that.
He was, like, a general in the Civil War.
Okay, right, okay.
You know, but, like, something
that's
like that.
That's not part of our British history.
Yeah, though.
Well, it probably was because he was British, right?
Yeah.
Right,
no, I
that.
Think it was... I forget. It was Union Irish? Or whatever. But, right. like, you know, something like that. I don't know. I think it's, like, a little bit more complicated and still does the same thing, you know? So it doesn't have to be the most, like, base level of bullshit, you know?
Right.
Like, fuck. What was it? I was going to do a painting of someone. I forget what I was going to say, whatever.
How do you feel about them works from them shows now, like the works that I've got and everything? How do you feel about them?
I like them. I mean, I wouldn't put them out if I didn't like them, you know?
Yeah.
But usually I only, you know, there's a quote, you're only as good as your last painting. And that's usually the thing I'm most excited about, like the last thing I made,
right.
you know? But it's funny. I have like three favorite paintings and they all were from the last JTT show.
Oh, right. Which one was it?
Does I kept
this,
two of them.
Does this pull or push, that one?
It was Penis Breath.
Yes.
Which is, it was a sketch.
Rob's like loving life right now.
Here, actually, I'll show you.
The mention of the word penis.
It's so crazy. Like, it's funny because I have the booklet here where it's from. So I'm looking at...
And is this the show where when you walked into the gallery, there was like a gallery that wasn't
fake
your show
in front of my show?
I wanted to bring that up because I love that whole idea.
Of graffiti paintings?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It's like, fuck it, you think I'm juxtaposed?
So
take
people,
this.
People
yeah.
listening to this, basically you walked into the gallery, JTT, here in New York, and you'd walk in and people were thinking it was Jamie and Show.
And then it was terrible graffiti.
It was terrible graffiti.
And like
it looked like
room.
A white cube kind of gallery.
Yeah.
And then you had to walk through a door and it would take you to the actual exhibition at the back.
You basically had to slide a giant painting that said toys can't hang to the side.
Yeah.
And then my show by default is immediately like refreshing or like less trashy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a like sigh of relief. Like, ah, this is like art now, you know? But
the funniest thing is some people didn't make it to your show.
I know, like, whoa, she really is losing her shit. Yeah. And then they just left.
Quite a few people
well, they
told
just
me.
In the entry
Everyone's like, this is disgusting. I'm leaving.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
And they were like, what is she doing?
Do you like that?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully some people would know to get inside. That was the point, you know?
And also word got round because I was in New York that time and everyone was talking about it. It was very, very funny.
It was funny. Well,
I loved it.
Well, my show JTT was called 10 Pound Hand, which is basically when a dude pushes your head down to give him a blowjob. So, and then the fake show in the front was called If Balls Could Talk because it was like really bro graffiti shit, you know? So it was like this self-portrait thing in the back room and then this like really New York specific bro graffiti thing in the front, you know? But one of my favorite paintings in the show was called Penis Breath. And so I found this book and...
Where did you find this?
I think I got it... Oh, I got it on eBay. Because I always look for, like, concept sketches for commercials and whatnot because I just like how light they are. So I basically found this one, which is so fucking weird looking. And it's this kid pouring cereal for his mom and dad in bed. And I really liked it. So I painted that. And to disrupt it, I was like, okay, what's the opposite? This is it.
That one, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is very inside the house, you know? So I was like, the opposite of being inside in your parents' bed pouring fucking Cheerios is, like, a possum in a garbage can with like those green lights on it, mm-hmm. with like a rave pacifier on, you know, so it's like inside, outside. Mm-hmm. That's how my brain works, you know, mm-hmm. with the, you know, but it's so crazy. I found out also another reason why it's called penis breath. Okay, this is TMI, but I was getting a colonoscopy and an endoscopy or whatever when they put it down your throat.
Yeah.
And I was like really nervous because I thought I had like colon cancer. I was like, I'm going to die. I was flipping out. I had like a bunch of health problems at this time. So I'm trying to like chill out before I go and get my colonoscopy. And I see this sign. It's like art upstairs in like some weird building in Midtown. I was like, fuck it, let's go. I was with Billy at the time. Go upstairs. It's this fucking guy's studio.
No.
After you got this book?
Yeah, that I already painted it. And I was like, don't say anything in the elevator that we're making art and shit, you know? And it was just so fucking insane that we just walked by it. And you know what I mean? It was right there. We went up. We got a private tour and shit. It was fucking wild. I was like, what the fuck? It was like some random.
Did you buy anything? Did you?
No. I mean, trust me. I was looking for every fucking concept sketchbook they had. But it was funny because I appropriated. I literally just painted his thing and put something on top of it. And like we were getting a tour from one of the people that worked there. And like he like found some like Holocaust survivors art and like fought for this woman to get her art back from this museum. Like he's all about ownership. I was like, uh-oh, we're fucked, you know? And then like, it was funny. He like, he's an amazing drawer, but I guess he did like a lot of comic book shit. So he had this big painting and it was like the shittiest painting I've seen. Cause I guess he doesn't understand like paint materials. Right. It just looked like junk. It was like, some was glossy, some was matte. It just like looked sloppy. And the guy giving the tour was like, you know, he was like, if Lichtenstein could sell it for like, $1 million, why can't he? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I literally just painted this dude shit. And I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean? It was like such a mind fuck. But I think that related in my brain to why it's called penis press. Anyway.
Right.
It makes sense slowly.
You know, it does.
It takes me a while. It'll get there though, you know? So I like that. Yeah. Cause I liked the idea of like basically embedding a painting into another painting.
Right.
Cause that's essentially what I'm trying to do with the paintings anyway, but this is straight up fucking goes for it, you know?
Would you see it as a more sculptural element?
No, I think just straight up paintings with paintings, you right. know? But I do want to make this painting, I want to basically put things, actual things inside the painting, like objects. So what I want to do for the next big thing I do is, you know that Norman Rockwell painting of like the Thanksgiving dinner, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Basically paint that, try to paint that as is, and then in the middle I want to embed a microwave, and when it opens up it's just a slut.
In what, how?
Like, it's like in like red paint, like slut.
And is it activated by the viewer? They can push it open?
Yeah, just bings open. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Like a microwave and that's just a slut in like red, like all shitty, like I think that'd be awesome.
I think that'd be fucking awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That would also be quite a departure for you because your paintings, I was just thinking about, in a way, even though you've got kind of 3D elements to them and they could almost be like moving in front of you, like they are very flat in
a way. The thing, it's like,
and there's this kind of flat screen element to them.
Well, it's funny because I went to school, like I started doing sculpture when I went to art school and I was terrible at it, but that's kind of how I think in layers. You know, so I'll start with the back and then I come forward. So that's why they kind of like, they look spatially bizarre, you know? But I feel like that's taking it to another level, you know?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But it's funny, so I'm doing the show and I extended it. Like, I needed more time. Like, I was like, give me, like, 2 more weeks, please. Anything. And Ludovica, who's the director of the gallery, she's like, listen, if you ask for 2 more fucking weeks and you give me a fucking painting with a microwave in it and that's it, I'll kill you. And I was like, all right, fine.
And you told her that idea.
Yeah, and she's like, no. She's like, make actual fucking paintings. Don't put a microwave in anything. No one wants a microwave painting. I was like, fine. But I actually did this painting that it was at this show at the Maxi Museum in Rome called, okay, you know, like those video chat things you could talk to the dog with?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like basically you FaceTime the dog.
Yeah, you can see it on your phone what they're up to.
Put that in a, here, I'll show you. It's basically a naked gay Filipino man on the beach. And it
how
just,
do you know he's gay? Is he Vogan
as
well?
He looks pretty fucking gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's a gay nudist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll be able to tell you whether he's gay or not, I reckon.
I'll tell you. You'll we can. Know.
What's it called? Gaydar. It's the original Gaydar, isn't it? You can tell which other guys are gay.
Totally. I mean, all my friends are
oh, my God. I came to that show in
that's
Berlin.
The one. That's the Berlin.
That was such a great show.
Love that passion.
And in that show, you had that sculptural work, like a stained glass.
The dolphin in the window. The show, the Chicago Images are a big influence for you, right? Pashka, you like Pashka.
Oh, yeah, I love him. He's the shit. Haunt this.
Oh, wow.
It's not on in this one because they fucking suck there, but basically...
I think you think he's gay because he's got a moustache.
Yeah, it's like
it looks
70s.
Quite like 70s.
Yes. Clone-y.
70s clone.
But
kind
this
of
thing
gay
is funny
because
we're like FaceTiming the museum. Like, it drops treats and shit. You know?
So you can see people looking at the art.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? It's actually on the painting?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So you that's have done amazing. That. I didn't know you'd done that.
But then, like, some German dude turned it off and didn't know how to turn it back on, which sucks. But it's just so funny. It's like, because the museum was designed by the Maxi Museum that the show was at. It was designed by Zaha Hadid, and it's, like, the ugliest fucking building ever. Like, so ugly. Like, we kept on making all these jokes about Zaha Hadid, like, that we just do a painting of her pussy, which is just, like, a giant metal trap, like, chow, you know? So we basically, so in the middle, so we had three big paintings, and then in the middle of my space, because everyone got this little zone, we had a tetherball, but that basically when you hit it, it was supposed to have Zaha Hadid's face on it, and it barely skimmed all of the paintings, and when you hit it, it says, I don't give a fuck. So we did this, and they wouldn't let us put Zaha Hadid's face on it, which sucks. So we had to, I was like, you know what, fuck this, because it was like a really dry show. It's like all about what Italians think that like fucking like digital computer post-internet shit is.
Yeah, right.
So we just got some guy that looked like Tekashi 69 just tattoo the fucking ball during the thing. So we put like Zara Habib instead. But the best part was I love, you know, you got me that really awesome Richard Ginori little vase.
Yes.
So Richard Ginori is like a very Italian, old school, really expensive like pottery company. So basically we had $5,000 worth of Richard Ginori right above all the paintings. So they just barely, like the Zaha Hadid, I don't give a fuck, just barely skimmed like $5,000 worth of pottery. It was funny. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think that's funny.
That's great.
It's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
really
yeah. cool.
It's like so really hazardous, you know?
Did they make a video of that?
No. That's why they fucking suck. I know. And
are
also.
There pictures, though, online.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we can
well,
find
the whole
those.
Thing was, too.
By the way, I love this next painting.
I love this
and I were obsessed with this painting. I wanted him to buy it so badly, but I think somebody else got it.
That was at Listen Gallery.
Oh, it's
yeah.
just a
Corey Archangel.
So this painting has the word 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s,
it's a really
40s.
Simple, big baby bottle on blue, like velvet.
It's amazing.
And it's funny, I like left out 90s for a reason. Like, fuck the millennial kids, you know? You know, like, fuck those choker-wearing hoes, you know?
Totally.
But, like, you know, like, I'm saying this, I'm like a dinosaur now. Like, I counted, I have 6 gray hairs. That's enough.
Can I ask you something about, so when you were growing up, I read that when we were doing research on you, that your family were commercial
printers. Printers.
And printers, and then you grew up around screen printing.
Yeah.
So do you think that's had a lasting kind of impact?
Totally. Definitely. Well, you know, like they had a big factory in like Newark in like a really shitty area. And my parents were like, it was so fucking rude. They'd bring us, like, it's like 115 degrees in this giant warehouse. And we're like making Pope t-shirts by like the fucking heater. You know what I mean? Like, we basically worked in the factory. It was like free child labor. But
where was this?
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
But, you know, we were in there all the time, and we had nothing to do except for, like, play with boxes, fold T-shirts for Party City, or, like, look at the fridge magnets that are, like, all the shit. Because my parents would make everything, like shirts, like, beer openers, like, fucking koozie, like, mugs, blah, 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 everything. So I would see this repetition of these things. Like, literally, they're making, like, hundreds of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then if, you know, the shirt was shit or, like, the ink got fucked up, they'd use it as rag or reprint it. So I'd see, like, all these layers all the time. And I think just seeing, like, these images, like, being reproduced constantly and having so many different lives, you know what I mean? Like, also that level of design, you know, like, it's I mean, it's shit graphic design, but it's graphic design, you know, like Britney Spears T-shirts or, like, Yankee shit or, like, you know, the pizza place down the street, they did everything. Mm-hmm. So I think just seeing that stuff constantly being printed, did something.
That's so interesting. And you're also seeing many different types of branding in a way, mm-hmm. all together at once, mm-hmm. like Britney Spears and then the pizza box down, yeah. you know, down the road.
That's how my brain works now, because that's what I was used to, you know.
Because I was really surprised when I read that about you. Yeah. I didn't even know that existed. I mean, I've known your work for a long time, but I'd never read that about you. And I was like, that makes so much sense.
A little too much sense, I know.
And like you were talking about advertising and all that kind of stuff, because it's not advertising your work at all, but there is you can feel that language.
Well, I'm also aware that other people are looking at them. It's not just for me. It's like, I mean, I'm making whatever I want, but I also know it's a visual thing. You know what I mean? And it has to read as a visual thing. Like, for me, anything too abstract doesn't translate to everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like kind of like a populist way of looking at making art, even though these things are hyper-specific and like really weird and unique, but I'm trying to get them across in like a democratic way. So it's not so like circle jerky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not so self-indulgent, even though it is incredibly self-indulgent. That's the only way I can get away with these, making them, like, translate in a visual way that is, like, base level or something, you know, legible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
And we were talking about Trump, you'd be an idiot to put him in your artwork. Is there certain other things that you'd be like, that's not fucking going anywhere near my
life? Like, like an iPhone, stupid. Like, any of that political shit I try to stay away from, because, honestly, I don't even vote. I'm a piece of shit, I'll say it right now, I don't vote. But... what else? I'm trying to think. Like, any... What else do we, like, make no cigarettes and paintings?
You just don't...
No food. I think it's cheesy. Anymore. No cars anymore.
No cars anymore.
No cigarettes. Cheese ball. No, like, weed or anything. Like, there's certain things I think are just corny.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I do think that, like, food paintings could be really cheese ball. You know? Or, like, there's a bunch of shit like that that I just... I'm like... It's too simple.
And then do you also have a list of things in your brain that are things you want to include in paintings, and then maybe they don't materialize until 5 years later or something?
You want me to redo the fucking list?
Yeah, go and do it. Do it. Do you keep a list all the time then? So, for example, like you've got Amy Winehouse over there,
yeah.
And is she someone that you always wanted to paint, or is that a recent... Right.
Okay. Here we go. Sorry, give me a second.
Yeah.
Good. It's called
Good Painting Ideas.
Let's just pick it up from there.
I think so.
Great.
Give me a sec. What the fuck? Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. It to MFP. Okay, sorry. Bam. Are you going to be able to hear me?
I don't know, actually.
Can we just print it out?
Unless we walk over to you, hang on.
Can you bring this shit over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to walk over to you. Anything for you, Jane.
All right. Hell yeah. All right, so here we go. Burnt room. So I make these lists for painting ideas, and sometimes there's something. Some of these suck, but burnt room that spells out opportunity.
Oh, that's one you're just talking about?
Yeah. Memory album that says my first life. showing the bouncer your birthmark. A metal rabbi blessing a radiator. A lawyer defending a case in court, holding the Ripley's Believe It or Not book as evidence. You know, trap house, like a trap house with new mulch in the front.
No, what's a trap house?
It's like, you know, like fucking...
It's what Nicki Minaj raps about.
Yeah, look. Trap house. It's like where they sell drugs and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like...
A drug house.
But there's always like this shit.
Oh, right, okay. Oh,
but then there's, like, new mulch outside, you know what I mean?
The whole genre of music, trap.
Yeah, it sucks.
What, where you going by your drugs?
Yeah, it's like Migos shit. It's, like, really slow and sounds like everyone's on drugs, and it's like, no, it just sucks. It's boring. an aneurysm versus a shooting star. What about a sex tape versus a diploma, you know? I don't know what an exploding wedding album. Oh, this is one I really want to do. So... You know, there's, like, high security entrances for buildings. Like, you have to swipe a card or put your thumb on it, and you can have access.
Yeah.
It's, like, lockdown zone.
Uh-huh.
But when you lock, you go in, it's, like, an Easter craft room. So it's, like, lockdown Easter craft room. You know what I mean?
What's a delicate motor?
I don't know. I just like the way it sounded. What about this one? Like, an archaeologist, and they're dusting something off, but it's, like, a dust pussy. It's like a fossilized pussy.
Discovering a fossilized pussy. Yeah, lovely.
You know the chest burster from Alien?
Yes.
But it's like coming out of an old American quilt.
Right.
Yeah. What about a tumbleweed barely making it into a garage door closing.
I like that.
I know, but it's, I try. We photoshopped it, and tumbleweeds, it just, it doesn't look that good as a thing, but as like a video or something, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know? A deer about to be hit by a car, like blurry, and it says RSVP.
I feel
there's
like
a deer
already,
in my one.
I was about to say, I think you've already had that in a painting. Here's one.
Lower it.
But they're, they're shaking hands. It's not been hit. Oh, okay, he's shaking with the moon.
What about, here's another one I like, which we really want to do. Well, what about this? A calendar that every day says me.
Yes, very good.
And what
that's
about
Rob's calendar?
Yeah, spider trying to fit. Spider trying to fit into a flip flop.
Yep.
And this is the one that I really like. Which is, so apparently lobsters live for 300 years. I'm going to make this fucking painting one day. We tried so hard. This is another time waster, money waster. So, here, you guys want to sit?
Robbie, sit down.
Here, you sit. I'll sit on the floor. I like
that's
it.
That's right. I'm here. I'll squat.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks really, those are tight pants. I don't
know. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm going to test them out.
Yeah, turn around now. Look from the back.
People would pay to see that.
Yeah, I know. Literally, I'm like, where's my fucking phone? So
lobsters 300 years
they
old.
They live for 300 years.
Do they actually live for 300? I mean, you sent a story
like
once.
That. Yeah.
So when you eat a lobster, when one eats a lobster, because you don't.
Yeah, it's all like.
It could be like a 300 year old.
Yeah, it's all like the light bulb getting invented and shit and like Nixon. You know what I mean? It's all like all this crazy, like your grandma's birth and shit. Like it's seen everything. So people are like, I'm going to get a lobster roll for lunch. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I wanted to make a painting of a lobster about to be boiled, but right before it gets boiled, it sees everyone else's life flash before its eyes.
Wow.
So it's like a 300-year timeline.
That sounds intense.
So Fran actually went and bought two lobsters, and we live lobsters, and we did a photo shoot with them. And then it got – it was evil because I've never eaten them, and I felt bad boiling it, but we had to for the photo.
Yeah.
I'll show you my phone, huh?
Oh, God.
They make a hiss, don't they?
Yeah, it was evil.
But you are strict vegetarian. Yeah, are you vegan?
I haven't had meat since I was 9 years old.
Since you were nine?
Yeah.
And that was that because you're an animal lover, or was it?
I just think it's wrong. It's like not my role to play God, you know? I mean, I'll buy a fucking snakeskin Chanel bag, but I'm not going to eat that shit. I think it's wrong. I was like a big fish dork.
You know, when I was a kid, I got really into the idea of being a vegetarian.
Mm. It sounds cool.
When I was about 10 or 11, and I read a book about it. And then I ended up putting photographs of kittens on my, we had box files that you keep all your stuff in at school.
Yeah.
And I put like pictures of kittens and said, don't eat animals.
Oh my God, like, that's awesome.
But it's like, who eats kittens? I mean, that is a Rob Diamond like interpretation there of what it means.
So we did all these things.
Oh, was it trying to climb out?
Yeah, it was evil. Because one saw the other one die and he knew it was over.
Oh,
it was
no.
Like, I felt so bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we did all these, and then they got really weird later because we just were having fun with them. So,
well, after they died.
Yeah, so that, wait, it gets really kind of interesting now. So I really kind of want to paint. We did this like Spy Kids photo shoot with them. So it's like.
And what's it holding?
It's hanging in a mirror, and it's something, it's a card that says piracy or parody on a mirror, which is, it's a great image. And then it got a little much when we started doing this kind of shit. Trying to plug in the blow dryer.
So, but you haven't made anything with these images yet.
No.
That's berserk.
Look at this. This one's trying to adjust the volume on the speakers. You know,
wow.
This is the kind of shit that we do.
And did that smell at that point, or?
I was drunk, so I didn't, like,
right.
I don't remember. But these are cool.
Yeah.
You know? It was
so will they end up in a painting at some point?
Probably. I mean, it was like $60 for the lobsters. So, you know, and also we boil them alive. It'd be fucked up if we didn't do something with them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, then I have to make like 10 paintings of like the first radio flyer and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's a lot of work, but I think it'd be a really good
piece. That sounds like
a
big painting as well in my head.
It's going to take a long time.
Can I put my hand up and ask a question here?
Yeah.
Paparazzi Ouija photograph of Ouija board writing bitch.
So basically, like, you know, like when you see someone behind a fence taking a photo, like paparazzi shit.
Yeah.
So they're trying to like zoom in on like the Ouija piece, like the one that you use to push the thing around. They're trying to take a photo of it, and the Ouija looking back is like "fuck you" and trying to spell out the word "bitch."
Got it.
But you can't paint. I don't know how you fucking paint that. You know.
Wow.
I like this.
Can I just say there's hundreds of notes here? This is just
this
mental.
Is like baby shit.
I love it.
What about war children burying an N64?
That sounds nice.
I know, right?
A volume fader on an urn.
Yeah.
So you've been keeping people in this list for years, right?
Yeah, we have like boxes and boxes of all these notes.
Wow.
Because it's like, I mean, that's like this is the best part of the painting is this stuff.
Do you ever get painter's block?
Yeah.
So this list is there as
one of them, but usually it's like, you know, these things have a shelf life, these ideas. Right. So after like a week, I'm like, fuck it, let's come up with better ones.
And you delete them or you still leave them on there?
Still leave them. I mean, that's why I hoard all this shit. I have like hundreds and hundreds of lists like this.
Well, and then you print them out and file them somewhere.
Now, this is the only one I ever typed up. Usually it's like scribble scrabble on paper.
Oh, okay.
So like this is shit from last night, like antifreeze in the microwave. That's how I would think of like time travel. You put antifreeze in the microwave, you know? Or, you know, Nick Cave, his the sound suits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know, have you ever seen Force Field? Those hay things from Force Field?
No.
It's like Jim Drain kind of shit.
Who?
Jim Drain.
Field. Art. Look. These. So I wanted them to be like battling, you know?
Right.
I mean, and these are like stupid. I mean, I don't even know if I'm gonna do it, but it's just an idea, you know. Yeah, or like, here's another one, like an upskirt shot, you know, like, and there's like Korean cafes where they have the mirrored floor, and like you could see the girls like in their underwear. They have them.
Do the girls know that that's happening?
Yeah, it's like a fetish thing. They have them in like Asian places and shit. It's like a big thing. But basically, instead of a vagina looking back at you, it would be either like a telephoto lens or someone breaking down cardboard.
Got it.
Because, you know, I kept on wanting to make a painting of someone breaking down cardboard because it's like the most banal thing. Like, no one likes breaking down
breaking
boxes.
A box down. Yeah.
So how the last few years you've become like really kind of more well known than you were when we first met you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that felt like to finally kind of have a level of success? Like, was that important to you?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I was in LA. It was like, I don't know, like a while ago, last time I was in LA, and someone like was like, "Are you Jamie?" And I'm like, "How the fuck?" It's weird. Like, it's cool, but it's fucking weird, you know? Because like, I mean, look at me. I'm like breaking out right now, and like, it's fucking wild. But then it's kind of, I don't know. It's just bizarre. I'm like, really? It seems like fake to me, or like, I don't think people actually know who I am. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But you've always sold your work, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I look that. I mean, I was like a normal fucking person. Like, people remember.
I don't think you
like.
Do. I think you look like.
I guess the teeth, you know.
No, it's not the teeth. I think you've got this special quality about you.
You definitely
so,
have a
you're so
I
unique.
Remember the first
you do.
Time
you're
I
like
met
a
you,
little
said,
pop star. Or,
yeah.
Are you talking about Amy Winehouse? You're like.
Yeah, Amy
you
Winehouse,
have that sort of.
Ed,
you have that sort of really, like, extra energy.
Something.
Yeah. Yes.
You're Amy Arthouse.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's good.
That's not good, but it's good. Yeah.
You're about to punch me.
Yeah. I'm like sweating in my seat now. But,
sorry, I apologize.
I don't give a shit. It's fine. I just think, though, the one thing that I do think I'm doing a good job of is actually not, like, you know when people, like, become more well-known or start making money or whatever, they become, like, an asshole?
Yeah.
And the one thing, I don't think I've changed at all.
No.
You know, I'm still, like, the same person. Because I have a lot of friends that, you know, when I used to work for all these other artists, and I remember I'd meet certain artists who I wish I would say, but I can't because it's evil.
Yeah.
And I see them a lot. But they would just treat me like such shit. You know, like, someone came over to my old boss's studio that I used to paint for, Eric Parker, and this one person literally gave me their garbage to throw out, and, like, a cigarette butt and shit, and, like, just, like, wouldn't even say hi or anything, and just, like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. I've just been there.
Do you know what's really interesting about that is I had the same experience before I worked at the gallery where people would be incredibly rude. And now,
fuck
10 years
person.
Later,
see them.
You know, but they're not around anymore. And a lot of those horrible people end up not actually having galleries anymore and stuff like that because they're so
assholes.
Horrible to people.
I remember,
that they actually alienate everybody. So that's, you know, I just don't understand. There's nothing acceptable about acting like that.
I worked for Dana Schutz for a while. And when I was working for her, she was awesome. Really nice.
She's incredible.
Person.
I love her.
And, like, she basically was like, told me just fucking be nice to everyone because you have no fucking clue who's gonna be what, you know. And she's totally right. Like, she's so nice. She's like nice to people. Like,
that's the same
shit.
In my business. They always say be nice
you
to the runner, be nice to the ADs because they're gonna be a director producer one day. So.
Yeah. Or you just in like I hate when you tell someone's a fucking ass kisser and they want.
Yeah.
I hate people that want something from you instead of trying to like be with you
or
be present. They just want something.
Yeah.
It's like, then why are you even fucking here?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. It's weird.
But isn't it easy to be nice if you're actually just a nice person?
Yeah. Totally.
It shouldn't be an effort
totally.
To be nice.
Yeah,
it's
like,
you know?
I think I feel like I have a good judge of character. I could tell if someone's a shithead or not.
Yeah.
And then I just don't fuck with you. But I don't.
Have you felt like there's been shitheads come into your life since success has happened?
Oh, hell yeah. But like, I just, you know, like, I just don't fuck with them. You know, that's why I have like a couple close friends.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And, you know, even like, you know, it sounds stupid, but there's like advisors and shit where I know which ones I actually like and give a shit and which ones aren't like little pieces of shit.
you know? And I actually have, like, cool relationships with these people because they're fucking cool people. Like, yeah. I'll see them out at some, like, opening or whatever, and we start talking about, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're just nice and chill yeah. and not trying to, like, come over because someone wants something.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just talking about, like, makeup or something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like those kind of people, like, normal fucking people, you know?
Are you good with money?
Am I good with money?
Yeah.
No, hell no, obviously. What do you think? Make a guess. I don't even have a fucking credit card.
Don't you?
No credit card. We'd go into national debt. Literally. I love... I'm... Fran, how bad am I with money? Pretty fucking bad.
She's crying as she says that.
It's really bad. Like, honestly, it's impressive how really? I could blow money. Like, every day... Like, because I can't get up, so Fran, being the awesome person that she is, to come get my, like, drunk ass up at, like, 10 or 11 in the morning, and, like, it's usually, like, 500 boxes. I don't even remember what the fuck I bought.
What, from, like, Pret-a-Porter or online shopping?
My thing is eBay.
Oh, really?
And the real, yeah. So I buy a shitload of clothes and, like, random shit. Like, junk. I
then you have junk. To, like, send it all back.
No, I never
you can't
back.
eBay back,
we have three sinks here that are the wrong size.
Right.
You know, that shit. Right. I keep on buying different sinks. I'm like, this one doesn't work. Instead of returning it, I just buy another one. So we have three fucking sinks here.
Oh my God. What yeah. you what you like with doing a painting, then putting it out in the world and letting someone buy it and you...
That's fine.
You're fine. You can, you're not, don't you can get do too attached to things.
No,
do you hold stuff back for yourself?
I only have two paintings.
Right.
But that's okay. Fuck it. You know? Mm. I mean, the two I have, I like. And also, it's like, what if, I'm not going to hang this shit at my house. What am I going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just mm-hmm. like having something around for a visit, like something done.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, can you imagine, like, I don't know, like watching your own fucking movies and TV shows like on, I mean,
on loop? No,
yeah,
no,
weird.
Yeah, weird.
Fucking weird. It's like
see it once,
narcissist
it's done.
Shit. Yeah, 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 it's like yeah. okay, I'm done. Like, you know, anyone makes a video of themselves, they don't want to like look at it.
No,
you know?
No, 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 no. That's true.
And so, I always think it must be quite weird if you go to someone's house and then they actually see your the only
shit.
Art they have up is their own.
It's like, oh my God, you
I
live
mean,
with
you're
this?
Just like, what?
Yeah, it's why fucking creepy.
No, there's a guy we knew who was just all self portraits everywhere.
That's disgusting.
You walked in, every room had like a different self-portrait by in a different style.
So creepy.
It's like,
narcissist.
Yeah.
Sociopath shit.
Yeah, I don't have any photos up of me. I don't have anything of my work up. Do really? I?
No, you don't, actually.
That's cool.
Anyway, just it's just art.
But that's like what you're saying. Why would you fill your house
and the shit in my house?
My mum and dad's house is just full of pictures
yeah,
of me.
That's
and
different.
Things, yeah.
They love cute. You and they're yeah. proud of you. That's a completely yeah. different thing.
But like, yeah, I would never, like, that's why in my house, my apartment, it doesn't really have, like, art that's like mine because I don't want to look at that shit. I need a break from it, you know? So, like, the only things I have hanging up in my house is, like, I have an amazing Walter Price painting in a Walter
I
Price
I love
drawing.
Walter Price.
He's
have you
the
been
the
Biennial, the Whitney? Do you see his work there?
I saw that painting, which is awesome.
The
best
drum.
Goddamn painting. So good. I love
it. It's amazing. That was yeah. one of my
he's
highlights.
A, he's cool, too. He's a fucking... He's
you
a,
collaborated with him at one point, didn't you?
Oh, my God. They're so bad. Yeah, we made these collaborative paintings. They're, like, rolled up somewhere here. They're,
oh, are they? Oh, yeah. please. Are
no,
they
I can't
accessible?
I can't. No,
I'd love to see them.
They're fucked up. When this shit ships out, I'll take a picture and I'll send
okay,
it to you.
Okay, cool.
I think his work at the Whitney Biennial was just one of the greatest.
No, he's awesome.
We like that in Jennifer Packer.
Jennifer Packer's paintings.
And Nicole Eisenman on the roof.
I didn't see it. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I literally went to the Biennial... was fucking packed and I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna go and get a drink.
Uh-huh.
And then
fair
I left.
Enough.
But I saw the shit online and I was like, damn, that's the best one. And I posted it. I was like, this big fucking rules.
Yeah.
Walter's also like a real artist. Like he's like he is really independent and he doesn't like bullshit and stuff. He just does his fucking thing.
Mm. Right.
You know? He's like a real dude. Like I always trust him with his work. You know what I mean? Like I know he was like really thinking about something and like gives a fuck about it. He doesn't like put bullshit out there because people want him to.
You can really feel it though. It's
yeah.
just genuine work and it
he's
has soul
artist.
And it feels
like himself.
Yeah.
He's like and actually
that's,
expressing
that's
himself.
The other thing I loved was Brian Bellot's work.
Oh, no,
I remember
Brian
going to his studio years ago and he was talking about making the freezer.
Yeah.
And he hadn't made it yet. And he was like, the thing is, I think when we transport it, it's going to have to stay plugged in.
You should have
so
seen.
So he was like really concerned about how he was going to make it. And I was so proud of him to see that in there.
Well, he has he's another studio across the hall from his and he has a fridge in there. And the fridge is where he stores all his frozen shit. He went away to like Vermont or something for like 2 weeks. The power went out. And that shit is like hair lotion, cat food, like weird shit. So basically, he got back. It was like full of like cockroaches and mice.
Oh, I heard that.
And they
story.
Were like shitting and eating each
yes.
other.
That's
and it was like a fucking
everything.
Bomb went off. Yeah. So he just taped it shut.
still there because it's like six floor walk up. You can't take it out.
What? And they're all just in, they're there, in there, like taped a whole up. Ecosystem happening inside that room.
Yeah,
that
taped
is
up.
Horrific.
I know.
It's probably killed itself. It's probably like over already.
It's probably forming it's like a homunculus inside.
It's an art apocalypse.
It'd be like that Damien Hirst, like life circulating.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Put some
eggs,
bronze
dying,
crap in there,
growing,
and then we're good.
Brian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love Brian.
Can you imagine?
Well, you're talking about the elements in the work. There's a work in there which is a fan which blows air at you while you're looking at the puff work.
This is awesome.
So them sort of elements going into paintings.
I remember he did it for a fair once with Gavin Brown, and he literally, it was so funny because like he wanted to show the calculators or something, and yeah. They're like, nah. So he literally had the fans blow the press releases off the table so he could use the calculators as paperweights, you know what I mean? He's cool. I love Brian.
He is really cool. Yeah.
So for every guest who comes on Talk Art, we have two questions. Mm-hmm. One is if you could do an imaginary art heist where you could go any museum and steal an artwork and take it home with you, what would it be?
Mm. I think it would be one of the Ashley Bickerton Susie self-portrait sculptures.
Really?
Have you seen those? No? I'll show you. You don't have to answer so you don't sound dorky. But
they're quite
so
photographic,
Ashley Bickerton,
aren't they?
Lives in Bali, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I love his work. I think he's awesome.
I like him too.
He's fucking cool.
They're
it's
photographic-y,
like a nice
I aren't
actually
they?
Discovered him in New York in about 2005.
I'll be honest now, I just thought Ashley Bickerton was a girl.
No,
he surfs. He's really cool.
He's like a weirdo. His paintings are
I was
out
meant
of control.
To go. I went to Bali and I was going to go to his studio and then I didn't end up doing it. Oh, I don't know
whoa.
That one.
I don't know. Them
they're
at
fucking
all.
Cool. Shit, look at this.
What year is this?
It's like, I don't know. I think 87.
So who was wow. Susie? That was just...
I think that's his like alter ego name or something.
Where did you see these?
I saw in a book a long time ago. I just love his shit. Aren't these amazing?
Yeah, they
fucking
are amazing.
Cool.
Have you ever used his work in your work? Have
no,
you ever
but I
appropriated
definitely want
any of
to.
That?
I mean, they're almost so good. Like, I can't make this better. You know?
That's cool.
That's really interesting. Cool. So is that what you try and do in the paintings then, is somehow take it to a next level?
I mean,
level?
If I can transform it in some way, I right. will. But if it's like already so good, it's like, why fuck with it?
Right.
You know? Like when I did those... high school drawings for Karma.
Yeah.
I couldn't alter them. They're just that good.
Yeah.
You just present them.
Do you still
as
work in that? Are you still exploring them?
I mean, that was like a one-off thing, but I still look at those books all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they're great for ideas because they're really emotional drawings. Because high school is when people like actually are trying to really express themselves and actually try hard. You know, so it's like really overworked and I just there's like an earnesty to that I really like. So
great.
And but yeah, I would. That's. Ashley Bickerton, Susie, self-portrait sculptures.
Love that. And I love that I didn't actually know that part of his work. Mm. So thank you.
See, I'm not stupid. I know.
I never said
I
you were.
I want to fucking
curate a
show sometime.
The last thing is, you're definitely not stupid.
The last thing is, we ask everyone, what is your favorite color?
I always like saying clear because it's stupid, but...
Clear?
Yeah, it's a dumb answer.
It's not dumb.
It's not
like,
dumb.
As
that's
in,
fascinating.
Like a varnish, like a...
Just see-through. I like see-through things and I also like...
acrylic.
Like, yeah, just like, I mean, that could be anything, just reflection. But I also like shiny, like metallic blue.
Oh.
Like sparkly, glittery, shiny blue. It feels very clean to me. Like, you know, when you get the toothpaste with the glitter in it.
Which I've only just,
got at the moment.
Weirdly, just had for the first time.
Fucking cool.
We went to the airport and we didn't bring any luggage with us.
I love that shit.
So we bought some at the thing and it was like a whitening toothpaste, which I'd never buy normally. And it's literally like silvery, sparkly.
It's so cool.
Glitter,
I screamed when I was brushing my teeth. I was like, Russell,
yeah.
What is this toothpaste?
I told him to shut up.
That's my glitter shit. Yeah, shut up, just shut toothpaste. But I'm like, holy fuck, this is cool. Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been very aggressive this week, everybody. He's just
damn it,
telling
dude,
me
chill.
Off.
Spring fever.
Stuck on holiday.
All I do is show love and joy.
Yeah.
And he just shuts me down.
Look at him. That's what I say.
Clear is quite interesting, though, that response, because that's also about layers somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you see that in your paintings.
Hopefully, if they don't suck, you'll see the layers. You know what I mean? But
do you still have your Instagram? You're still on there, right?
Yeah, I don't really. There's nothing really good on Instagram anymore.
What is your handle on it?
Psycho John Canoe.
Right.
Have fun spelling that.
Actually, I remember that. When I first met you, I think you spoke about Instagram to me as a way of like finding. Images or something, and I wasn't even using it at that point.
You look
but then
up
you
hashtags of shit. Like
that's right.
Do you still use that for that?
Yeah, totally. If you need to find an image and you don't know what it is, like I was looking for stick bugs. I just stick bug because you know a lot of times if you go on someone's Flickr or
what's
Instagram,
a stick bug? A stick insect? We'd call that right.
But if you go on like Flickr or Instagram or like even use a different web thing like Bing or something, you get different image results than anything else. You know what I mean? So they're usually better because they're not the ones that come up right away. Mm. So it's like weirder reference material, I guess.
More obscure, right?
Yeah. Or just like better angles and shit.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's what I use Instagram for, like weird. Like it looks like amateur photography, you know? like drunk photos and shit. It just looks better to me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. And actually, you mentioned that we came to the NYU. No, not NYU. Where
new
was
music. New school.
The new school. And we came to see you do a talk in front of, like, I don't know, 150 people or something. In a, what are they called? Like a
lecture theater.
A lecture theater.
Do you like doing those?
It depends. It fucking depends. I don't know. I usually, if I can get my hands on a beta blocker, I will take one before that shit, or drink during the lecture and tell everyone Snapple.
You were great though in that lecture.
It was amazing.
And I like public speaking, weirdly, because no one has to. I just don't like when people have to ask questions. I like talking at people.
I know, but I must say, bring that up because I really wanted to say it in this podcast. Yeah. But the whole interview, you're with another person, an art historian or something, and she said to you something about surrealism, and you were like,
no.
I'm not a surrealist, I'm not even looking at that or something. And then at the end, someone put their hand up and said, so Jamian, do you think you're looking at surrealism? And I was like, the whole lecture has just
been
said
about
that
how
she's
anti-surrealism.
I think I came up with like a really cheesy term for what it is. It's like social surrealism or something. What the fuck was it? Something like that. That was a term I was like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck these are. They're paintings, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea what they look like to other people, too, because I can't tell. I'm like so in it. I have no idea what these look like. You know what I mean?
Well, they have a cryptic element. You know,
totally.
You saying about how you put those pieces together and it doesn't, like I'm saying, it doesn't follow a narrative. But there's you want people to do the work and you want them to make their own narrative up for what they are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because people aren't stupid. They could figure it out and they could place their meaning on whatever. I'm not... Like, you know, I think the other paintings were very direct, but I feel like these ones, like, let people, you know, like, interpret the shit out of it. It's, like, the best part about art, like, the open-endedness. You know what I mean? I think. Or it's so direct that it's almost embarrassingly, like, it's stupid. You know what I mean?
I think your earlier work was much more direct and
sort
of, like,
narrative.
Boom, this is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, watching a film or something and it's being, you know, it's in front of you. But these ones are much more cryptic, actually. Mm. That's really true. And they're almost like there's clues to solve something. They're almost like mind games or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to find a key somewhere and then you can unlock it and maybe it will then open up into something
like
else.
If you notice all the subtleties, you know, they're more subtle, which I actually think is cool, you know, because I think if your shit's not changing, it means you're not, like, I guess, growing individually or something, you know? Or even if your taste doesn't change, I think that's weird, you know? Because I'm into different shit, like, every 2 hours. So, you know, I guess it depends. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think the show will be cool. It's going to be fucking weird. It's going to come up with a title.
And do you think, because you grew up in New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then how long have you lived in New York?
Like 7 years, 8 years, something
seven, eight
like
years.
That.
And do you think living in New York has changed who you are and changed the work you make? Or do you think...
Not really. I went to a giant... Like, I went to art school, but it was in a giant public university, Rutgers. So it's like Penn State or something. So everyone, it wasn't like a bunch of like art fags everywhere. It was a bunch of like biomed students and like engineers and shit. Like normal, not art people.
Mm.
So I think that just kind of made me a little think about art in like more of like a populist way. Like, you know what I mean? As opposed to like so insular... Or like referential or something, even though they are referential.
You weren't with like-minded people, so you were challenged more with...
Yeah, or I was just like, you know, I can kind of talk to anyone, you know? So, you know, I may be looking at these, like, you know, obscure, whatever the fuck, but I could, like, talk to the dude at the Dell. You know, I could make a painting that he would be into versus someone who works at a museum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, if you can hit all the marks, I feel like you did
a
good job.
So who are the audience for this next show, then?
No fucking clue.
Right.
British people, and I don't think they get my sense of humor, so, you know.
Like, that's cool, though, because that's like art for everyone. That's what you always say.
Art for everyone.
Yeah,
totally.
That's what we say about talk art, because we're trying to make an art show for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not elitist.
Wait, when you guys go to the bathroom, like, when you call the bathroom, what do you call the bathroom?
Toilet.
Okay, so no public toilet.
No public toilet.
I was thinking that'd be a really good show title, but nah.
No public toilet.
Yeah, but it's kind of like too something. I don't know.
Or we call it the bog or the loo.
I hate that word, Lou.
Lou.
It's like someone saying contemplate or tender. I hate those two words so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love how specific that is.
Yeah, sorry.
Contemplate. Okay, so now we're going to contemplate the tender works of Jamian.
God damn.
In the loo, while sitting in the loo.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Christ. Yeah.
Well, on that note,
yes.
I would like to thank you so much for coming on Talk Art.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
It's been like the dream. Because you know I've been your biggest fan for years.
Forever the best. The OG. Russell's the OG.
The original gangster.
Yeah. One of the first motherfuckers on board.
I think he's like your cheerleader because he actually...
He is, man.
I'd never heard about your work and he would not shut up about it until I fell in love with it as well.
No, Russell's the shit.
Didn't you even buy like some miniature painting by Jake.
I bought a stand, like the miniature stand.
So funny. I made a little bunch of little paintings for.
But they're like tiny, like the size of my thumbnail.
Yeah, totally.
No, there was one. No, there's one that's like that, and then 2 inches. Two that,
okay, so the size of his finger. It's not that. Different
and then there's
thumbnail.
Two.
He
that,
has like everything he can get his hands on.
I do. I am. Yeah.
Even bought the fucking ET shirt.
I did.
That's fucking crazy.
Which I went to New York to get.
You were working at the Karma Gallery.
I came to you and had a thing, didn't I? An order from
and
him.
And I totally took that money. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Tax season.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you in London. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
We're going to black out.
For everyone listening.
We're going to black out.
Again.
For everyone listening who doesn't already know Jamian's work, we're going to post photos at our Instagram at TalkArt. And we will be back very soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
Thank
everyone.
You so much, Jamian.
Bye, guys. Love you guys. Thanks for listening to me ramble, everyone.
We loved it.
Big love.
Bye. You've been listening to Talk Art with Robert Diamant and Russell Tovey. Follow us on Instagram at Talk Art, where you can view images of all artworks discussed in this episode. Recorded at Spiritland London by Anthony Shaw and edited by Gareth Isles. Subscribe to Talk Art on iTunes and Spotify. Give us a rating and write us a comment. Thanks for listening.